This is the Pete Carroll Show.
Gurley gets it, goes right. Oh, he gets hammered.
The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 throughout the season.
We play football, all right? And football's fun.
Brought to you by Good Chevrolet, VenueKings.com, Les Schwab Tires, and Buffalo Wild Wings.
So I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Now, here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
And joined by Pete Carroll, as always, this hour, of course, brought to you by Kia of Puyallup. Coach, good morning.
What's up?
Long flight back last night. Probably made a little shorter after a win, huh?
Yeah, it was okay. We got a chance to see all the film and all that, so catch a little bit of a movie. And
can you sleep on it? Does Pete Carroll sleep on a plane?
No.
Does Pete Carroll sleep?
not a lot. Not well.
We were talking about some of the stats to this game, and you know, when you start going through that box score, they're heavily tilted in favor of the Seahawks. Is there one of these, if I read you a few of them, that stands out to you as sort of the story that explains how this game went? I mean, total yards, 425 to 177. Time of possession, 35.5 to 24.5. 26 first downs to 14. Yards per play, 6.0 to 3.1. Total plays, 71 to 57. Did any of those specifically tell the story of this one?
I don't know. The 15 first downs in the first half, 49 plays in the first half. That's kind of more of it. We had the ball the whole time, and we were really moving the ball. When you watch the film and you see the plays come off, we did a lot of really fun things. It was good. We were playing good ball. The penalties and the drops were really just the issue. And unfortunately, it was just kind of slop fest there for a while. And then once we cleaned it up, and we were fine. We were coming off the ball well. We were protecting well. We were throwing the ball well and all that. And just for, if you go back to the Niner game, we dropped a couple balls. It changes the kind of the climate of the game a little bit. And it kind of felt like that. So once we got going and settled down, we came out all jacked up and fired up. And just we were a little bit out of control, a little bit over the top. But I really like we did it. We went east again, and we answered it, and we played hard and played good, and by the time the game was over and got a good finish.
So if you don't sleep, how many times are you up out of your seat watching tape? Like, you see this? Like, walking around with all the good stuff?
Bev can't sleep at all. He's sitting across the aisle from me. He just gets hammered. He gets through the film before, because I got all the stuff to look at. So he's watching a movie or something, and he keeps clicking it off, and he's stopping and starting. I drove him crazy.
Getting hammered on a flight. Not always the worst way to deal with a flight, by the way.
Right.
So what were you guys chatting about last night? What are you pointing at? What are you looking at?
Oh, there was a lot of good things. We had a really, really good wide open game plan and went up top a bunch on them and had chances and were there and Russell did a real nice job of picking out some opportunities to go get them up top. Just didn't connect on them, and we could have had a monstrous game, but third down's really good on both sides of the ball and. We were coming off the football well. I thought the probably our best game up front, protecting and all that and blocking stuff. So we're making progress, and it doesn't need to be a finished product right now. We need to keep getting better, and I think we did. I thought the left guards came through, did a nice job. Posick did really, really well and jumped in at center and did well too. Just shows his versatility, and so Ingles split time, and we'll see what happens this
Anything
week.
Anything stand out in particular with those two? Or is it a differing skill set in some ways that they bring to the
they're,
table?
They play a little different style. Yeah, they're different style guys. They're built a little differently and all. So we'll sort it out. But real happy that they both played and found success and helped us moving forward.
How well did your team tackle yesterday?
Boy, wasn't there a bunch of open field tackles? Just bam, bam. These guys just going down, dropping guys on the underneath pass and stuff. They were trying to control the football and played very conservatively. And it calls for you got to make those tackles and make those stops. We did miss a couple, and you can see that's where their big plays came from. I mean, there was two explosives in the game, so that's a fantastic night of defense. And on the other side, too, we had 10 explosive plays on offense.
So how are you?
Big turnaround.
You guys can't really tackle in practice, right? You don't tackle much, as far as I understand. You don't go to the ground. Why is your team so good at it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how what the other guys are doing. We emphasize it as much as you can emphasize it. Chris Richard has his segments in the meetings, and he's bringing it up, and he's showing the style of the runners. But we really have a real strict plan of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to tackle and all.
But it's mental,
and
right?
We've always stayed with it. I think it's emphasis is what it is. I think it's emphasis is what gets this done. And then we do have a real principled approach, and so you know, we've just lived with it. Rocky Seto in years past really helped us kind of set this thing in motion, and we've taken off from there for, you know, it's been, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of it. So I thought it was really impressive last night. So many tackles on passes that could have been third down wins, and we get to make a good play.
How many times you text me Big Nickel yesterday? Every snap he had.
Like, lots of Big Nickel, though.
Yeah, Big Nickel.
Why you gotta make me look bad?
Sorry,
like
man.
Why you gotta throw me under the bus?
My bad, man.
I wasn't gonna ask about
throw you under the bus. I think he's ribbing the coach right here.
He played like 30% of the snaps yesterday, so he was in there a lot.
Yeah, he did great. Well, there was a good matchup opportunity, and the scheme fit just right. Ingram was really good. He's a nice player, and for the most part, we did okay. But he did make his plays. You could see why he's a special player.
I thought we had a relationship. It was open. Like, I could say anything. You could say anything.
We do not have an open relationship.
Kind of like this team, right? They've got relationship and enough trust built that, you know, if players.
Oh, where's this going?
Yeah.
It's a segue. It's very
awkward. Very amateur. But, no, we actually had Herm Edwards on this morning. It was cool. Clayton's flying back from New York. He usually is on with us every day. And Herm, you know, was talking about the trust that you guys have in order to do that. And in Herm's estimation, it's the best thing. That when players can speak it and guys can put it all out there and the team responds, it speaks to him of some of the trust that you guys have cultivated and developed. Is that a fair way to kind of characterize that?
I'm not sure exactly what Herm's thinking there, but we have been together a long time, and we have been very open and have had free-flowing dialogues on a ton of different topics, and it's allowed us to have, you know, a really good level of communication. Our guys are close, and they can talk to one another, and we care about one another and all of that. That doesn't mean it's okay for guys to fly off the handle. You know, I mean, Doug didn't do that right, you know, and he messed that up. And he brought it to the front just like he should have. But it was just a small little thing, and really he was trying to get Russell – I had just told Tom, okay, get those guys together, you know, and so he's going to do that, and as he's calling them together, Russ started, and it just was a lot of guys trying real hard, and that's a good thing unless you're over trying, and so everything was resolved and all that, and again, like I said, you know, Doug didn't do that right, and I don't like young kids seeing, you know, whatever. It was just a little teeny thing, but. The cool thing is that it is about communication. It is about caring about one another so much that you're willing to go where you got to go to get to the real heat of the matter, and we did.
Did you hear Doug's comments afterwards? Have you heard him talk about it?
I just talked to Doug.
His comments to the press, I would assume they're similar, but they're pretty great. Do you guys have cut three? We can play for Peter. This was Doug talking to the media afterwards about what had happened.
I lost my cool. It's 100% my fault. You know, at that moment, I was really frustrated with the team as a whole, offense as a whole, you know, not the coaching staff, the players. Again, it goes back to our X's and O's. You know, we had the play calls, we just didn't execute. Whether it was passing the ball, blocking, catching, you know, jumping off sides, false starting, whatever it may be, we weren't executing as players. And to me, there's nothing a coach can say. We have to take accountability for that.
Do you think he could have answered and said that 5 years ago?
Probably not. No, I don't think that was the right timing for Doug to respond in that manner. He's a marvelous pro. He really is. He cares so much. He's doing so much for us, and he works so hard, and he comes through and plays great, practices great, and all that. And he's also contributing so much in so many ways. He's a marvelous kid on the team. But everybody screws up sometimes. But it's not okay. You got to fix it. We got to get right and all that. And I think we did. And so the message was really clear what was necessary. We went in at halftime, and we needed to get off the freaking field and start over again. You know, and we got in there, and we got clear we're just going to go out and execute with poise and with confidence. And we did. And we finished a great football game for us and on the road. You know, I love that we went back out there again, you know, and got back out and with a win. So, and as the end of it, you know, 24-7 is a nice win. Defense played great. Offense put up a ton of numbers. A lot of guys made special plays. We got better, and we didn't get hurt too bad. So we're back in here and coming after it again.
Permission to speak freely?
Of course.
Okay. I had to say that to a coach on Friday night, by the way. It was great. And he, Dino Babers at all? Have you ever crossed paths with Dino? Oh, he is a fascinating guy. Man. So I had a good question for him, but a little bit off the radar. This one's a little off the radar. Do you think your coaching style is similar to your parenting style? Mike and I are right in the thick of parenting. You know, I got teenagers now and young kids and everything else. Do you think there's some parallels between the way you manage a team, lead a team, discipline a team, and the way you did as a parent?
I can't divide that, really. I can't divide that. I mean, if you're being who you are, it is what it is, you know. And So it starts with caring and starts with hoping you can help people be the best they can be the best son, daughter, receiver, tight end, whatever it is, you know. I don't see it any differently. So philosophically, it comes from exactly the same place. And I've said at times when you ask me in the past that, you know, I do look at this, and I do come at this as a parent. You know, I think that's the best thing I know how to do. It's the thing I've done the longest, and so I'm trying to look after everybody in that manner. And I'm not trying to be their dad. That's just the best way I can look at how to deal with people. So I think it is very similar. Yeah, and we're trying to have fun as a family. We're trying to have fun as a club. You know, and we want to win as a family. We want to win as a club.
Man,
it's different.
Think,
you know,
about having kids like the ones you got here, man.
Well, just wait. They're gonna be all over the lot.
I got
dude.
One. Is a lot like Richard. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She might be more like Marshawn, actually. Did you see Marshawn, by the way, come off the bench the other day?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that?
I've seen it before.
Defending the other team?
Whatever.
Right. I don't want to get you in trouble talking about somebody else's player, but
there you go.
It certainly stood out. What kind of, speaking of running backs, what kind of game did Thomas Rawls have?
He had some problems. You know, the ball got away from him. You know, he got gave up the fumble and missed a pass. You know, just a little. He's still settling in. He's so hyper and so hyped up that I mean, after remember the screen pass when he just zeroes the guy, knocks the guy, you know, over. He comes. His eyes were like saucers. He was ready to go. He couldn't wait to get back out. I said, give him a playoff. Let's just check in with him right here. You know, that was a vicious play. And
did you like that? I mean, he probably left 20 yards on the table, but he ran somebody over.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to get his game right, and there's a nice little cut there, a couple like three different ways, but he found the nearest thing to hit and he did it. But remember, that's what we fell in love with him about, you know, and that's that. He won't always do that, but he's still trying to get right. So I feel like we're still bringing him along.
You know what's strange about that, Pete? And I guess last week I was saying this before the game. As a rookie, it just felt like as a rookie that things were not necessarily composed. He was still that same vicious, violent guy. But just like things aren't trying to happen, just slow the clock down. Let the lineman get in front of you on the screen, right? Just try to slow the game.
We haven't hit very many screens. We kind of lost our cool a little bit on that one. We didn't find a guy out in the open on one, you know. He ran right past the Brit or something, you know. But you know, whenever we're playing aggressive and we're playing tough, good things will happen. And so I'm not gonna slow him down on that. But I went, oh no, we missed the guy, you know, because there was a lot of room out there.
Yeah, they did that on the broadcast too. They kind of showed that a little bit.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting comments. Did you watch the broadcast yet?
I did.
There were some comments I've never heard before. Did you guys run too many plays? Because I heard that. I've never heard that before.
I think James Lofton, he was kind of impressed with, we had tried so many, we'd shown all of our stuff. Well, right. That's what we're supposed to do.
Did you not have anything left to
No, we had stuff left.
Well, that's good to hear.
We had plenty of stuff
left. I was worried you guys didn't have anything left.
No, I was liking, you know, 50 plays in the first half. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, and could you see it taking effect? I mean, could you see their defense wearing down from all the
plays? I don't know about that. I don't know. I heard that comment. I don't know about that. I don't want to say anything about that, but it was. I loved the plan last night. I thought we did all kinds of different things and moved the ball around in a lot of different ways. A lot of guys were involved, a lot of misdirection stuff, and took advantage of the trick stuff. And we had the really gorgeous things happen against the blitz. You know, we get some really good opportunities there, and almost really scorched it, but missed a couple shots.
In the red zone, you had some shots. Right, you had what, 8 or 9 of them on that opening drive?
Yeah, that was a mess.
What did that look like just on tape, just execution and just all of that stuff on tape as you studied?
Well, we messed up. You know, we just made a couple errors and just hurt us. And then we dropped the ball down there at the turn of the second quarter, you know, and when we're going to score finally. Okay, we finally scored, you know, and here we go. And we didn't get that done. And so it was messy. And we took our shots and mixed it up. We did all kinds of different things. They hit us there in goal line, and they got us with a goal line stunt. They hit us in the backfield on that one, you know. And it was a nice little call by them, and big dude hit us in the backfield and stopped the momentum there.
Anyone try to talk you out of going for it on fourth down?
No.
No.
No, really. I had a chance to check around with the fellas and all. Did you notice we were trying to show we were going to kick it? You probably couldn't tell that.
We couldn't see on TV.
Yeah, that didn't work. But it didn't work at all. But Yeah, we said, what the heck? You know, we backed them up, and we thought our guys were, you know, we had a good feeling already about our guys playing on D, and so let's see what happens, and it was worth it. Generally, on the road, you don't, you know, you kick that thing right there. But we were down close enough, and I want to take a shot, and I was counting on the defense, which they were in marvelous shape, so it worked out.
Hey, run game going to be a little bit of the sum of all parts. I think that was the one thing Lofton said that was pretty cool. You know, 250-pound back, and then Rawls, kind of his viciousness, and McKissick's quickness, even Lockett, two or three.
I think it's still coming together. I don't think we've centered in on it yet, and we're working on it. And I don't mind that. You know, we had that set up where, you know, four guys were going to get the first four plays. You know, four different guys didn't quite work out, but that was a thought there. And CJ goes, you know, tweaks his ankle on his first pass pro. Jeez, didn't hurt it bad, but he knew he didn't have it under him, and so we didn't play him. So here we go again. We're waiting on him. You know. Unfortunately.
Do you think he'll play this week?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he will. Yeah. You know me. Oh, no way. You know. No.
He told you that?
No.
Oh,
I think he'll.
Well, you said it.
I think he, you know, he's got a chance. We'll see what happens.
Any news on Cliff?
No.
Nothing. He is traveling, though, huh?
Yeah. Now I can be with us. You know, he's been there and been such a steady force for us. I think he sees things well, and he's a really clear thinker, and he's a good guy to have with those guys. You know, those guys get a little bit twisted sometimes, you know, on their perspective and all. So he keeps them in line.
How'd Chris do, Carson, coming out of surgery and such?
Apparently he's done fine. Okay. I haven't seen much of him. He's been kind of – he's coming and going, getting out of the building.
Who's Brandon Jackson?
Okay. Yeah, new guy, huh?
Who is this? I mean,
do you know where he rates as far as the league goes? I know it's not a lot of snaps, but like the percentages of hurries, another 3 out of 16. Like his percentage of hurries, top five in the NFL.
Who's Brandon Jackson?
Yeah, he's just a young guy we picked up. You know, John picked him up in preseason, and we took a look at him just at the end of preseason, and he was really an active player. And so we, you know, kept an eye on him, and then there was an opportunity, put him on the practice squad. He did really well, and then bang, he had an opportunity there, and he jumped on the field and had four hurries in one game, you know. And so we're growingly more appreciative of the fact that we got him. You know, he's going to fit in, so it's very, very good find.
Stats don't always tell the story, especially with defensive linemen when they've got to command blocks and do everything and play their assignment. Was that, though, as good a game as Jaron Reed has played as a senior?
Yeah, that's his best game, I think. Yeah, he was rock solid. He was all over it. Really tough at the line of scrimmage, a point of attack, and then he had some plays that he made too. He's just such a good fundamental football player, and we had a great product out of him coming from Alabama. They had taught him how to play, you know, great leverage, great hand placement, and he has great instincts too. You can see that he can come off blocks and make plays. He disengages really well, and he's doing all of that stuff now. And he's really in good shape and physically fit, and playing great ball.
You know, you made the case yesterday in the presser talking about Shaq, and I want to get to him in a second, learning really from Richard and having a guy so on point, and you're in that room as well. Would Jaron to look at Sheldon Richardson next to him and see a guy in this league that's found success, that's, you know, going to probably get paid very healthy sum of money somehow, some way? Does he look at him and say,
There's a lot for him to learn. Sheldon's a really nice player. They're very similar, and they have a lot of, you know, kind of the instincts that they share. And both those guys, you know, you can't fool those guys much. They're going to be right on it. So,
and they're not a 330-pound slug. I mean, not that anybody in the NFL is.
No,
but
they're just very similar in stature and movement and the quick hands and feel for the game. They're both really good all-around athletes. You know, they can throw and catch and all that kind of stuff. You know, and all that that all adds in. You know, and so they're playmaking guys.
You mentioned the poise and sort of regrouping and saying, all right, we're not going to make these mistakes. We're not going to have more self-inflicted wounds. How does that happen? Like, how does that turn on a dime the way it seemed to in this game? Is it just emphasis? Is it a conversation? What happened?
I think it's a little bit of mentality. You know, I think we'll try it again. You know, we it's one of the number one things. We're so hyped up that we say all about how fired up we want to play and all, but really we need to get. There's a level in there, you know, of mentality so that you don't get in your own way. And that means that, you know, you're trying to do things, and it's for the right reasons. They want to be really good. They're busting their tails and all. But sometimes they try too hard, and they reach, and they don't need to, or they try to beat the cadence, and they don't need to. And that comes from a poise and a confidence where you settle in. I mean, we were talking to Fetty again. You know, I mean, he's had some problems. He's got some problems trying to get off the ball. And we need him to just trust that he's okay without having to beat the cadence. And so there was a moment in there. I said, Cabes, is there anything else we can do? He says, we've said everything we could say. We've done everything we can do. And I went over and sat with him, too, and just said, just play like you've been here. You know, just slow it down, you know. And that's what, you know, we're all trying to just get him to just chill out. And so he came through. Second half, he made it through it. And then so that's just – that's two quarters.
But there's no substitute for experience.
No, he'll look back at this and go, what was I doing, you know. And so he's still a young guy, you know, young starter, and he's figuring it out. And we're going to get better. You know, we had 8 penalties in the first half. We did way better. We only had 7 in the second half.
Much better.
You know, we get better.
Right.
Well, we were thinking about it. Brock and I spent some time on this earlier today, and after watching Atlanta lose last night, they're now 3-3, and Carolina having the problems that they did last year that may or may not be continuing into this year, and all the problems that Super Bowl losing teams have had over the last 15 or 20 years. There have only been a few that have even gone back to the playoffs. When you watch these teams and sort of the problems that they have, do you think back at all to where you guys were in 2015 reacting to the Super Bowl loss?
Well, yeah, I have a big thought about it, that it's hard, and then there's a lot of reasons why, and there's a lot of things to deal with, a lot of stuff to overcome and to put into place, and you have to be ready to recover from the impact in there somewhere, you know. And you could come out flying and then you think you got it and then you fall apart. You could struggle early, you know there's all the different ways it can happen, but you got to be in a long haul, long term thinking to get through this stuff, because it's just going to rock you. It's just such a significant, you know, occurrence that it's historically proven. I mean, it's just harder than hell to get through it, you know. So when it happens, that's what's normal, you know. And so
you think in the old days the old guard just didn't put that stuff on the table, that there was just a mentality like, you're football players, enough of this, it's a new season, it's a new year, I'm not going to buy any of that language stuff, and now
let's look at this way. Think of the difference of the magnitude of the media now. Think of how involved and immersed in everybody is, and in so many different ways they're getting yanked and pulled. That didn't happen in the past. Now, whether I don't know that they responded any different in the past. I think the records, it was hard for teams to come back around in earlier days. Maybe not as hard. I don't know. But just this is such a monster that we deal with, and nobody will let it go. I mean, you know, think of all the jobs you guys have now, all the shows, and
we're very thankful for those jobs.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
I mean, it's all shifted in such a way that it has a huge impact. So how you deal with that, and it's there. They can't do anything about it. So it's how you deal with it, and that's a great challenge. It's as big a challenge as anything. That's why like you watch the guys like you know, like Popovich, you know, and how he's handled it over the years. And we're watching Steve Kerr handle it now, you know, Phil and all those guys that handle it in basketball, all that hyping to get those long runs going now, it's a little, they have a lot less variables, or fewer variables, I should say. But they still have all the media stuff too, and it's there's a lot going on. And so that's a great challenge, and that's part of the business.
I wondered if some of your comfort with chaos helps you deal with that. Some of the chaos that you allow, whether it's, you know, allowing music, being one of the first to have really loud music to make it harder on the guys when they get into the game environment. Do you think some of that plays a role?
Maybe. I feel okay about it when it's kind of crazy. You're right. You know,
But
we do try to orchestrate, so there is a lot going on all the time. So there is a lot of things that can, you know, peck away at you and try to pull at your, you know, your focus and your attention. I think it's a hugely important discipline that you develop. And so we, you know, we're into that, and that's really what we're trying to get through, and we're trying to be comfortable in the chaos, if that's, you know, if you will. So
you watch any Deshaun Watson yet?
Yeah, matter of fact, I just did. We need to get back up there. I'm telling you. Wow. I just threw on the Chiefs game that's a really good defense, really good team, and man, they were coming at every angle. Now, fortunately, we have Chris has done a great job, and the staff, Andre, and all the fellas, they've done a great job of playing against teams that are like this, and they know where we're going to go. But we look at this one, oh gosh, here we go. We got to dive back into all of the variables, because it's all the running quarterback oriented stuff.
Kind of like Buffalo last year.
It's very much like Buffalo and the Panthers mixed, and so it's a combination of that. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Well,
be
you'll
hard.
Get a little Dak later in the year as well. I mean, you get some really interesting quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic finish this season.
You get to come home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's really nice. We get to come home at least this week. I know who we're playing this week. So,
Coach, thank you very much.